This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. A nightmare scenario is beginning to unfold in the FBI. And this is one we can learn from. The American public's belief in the integrity of the FBI has cratered. Over half of America already disagreed with Director James Comey's decision to not recommend prosecution of Hillary Clinton after laying out a clear case to prosecute. The FBI is extraordinarily sensitive to its public image because it relies heavily on its prestige in dealing with other law enforcement agencies, legendarily in the habit of taking charge. And they need a continuing stream of smart, fit, energetic, well-educated agents seeking careers there. They ask a lot of their professionals, demanding high standards, working them hard, shipping them around the country, and expecting the work to get done under trying conditions. So, any hint that the FBI has been corrupted will have both immediate and long-term consequences. This idea that the FBI has been corrupted leading into this election will have a lot to say about the way the public reacts to certain things. And right now, you know, we found Comey's decision July the 5th. So after months of public silence, we now know that there's an internal revolt going against the decision. And this is starting to become public. And I talked about that yesterday. But the fact that it's starting to get out there is this is going to be troubling for them. Now, all of this happened at the behest of the director of the FBI, James Comey. There is nobody closer to the case. The anonymous high-ranking official also had to be very close to the case. So if it's true that they are unanimous, if it was true that all of the agents that worked on this wanted to at least see Clinton's security clearance yanked, then politics and personal benefit are the only factors that make sense of Comey's decision. And according to former U.S. attorney and ace trial lawyer Joseph DeGeneva, their views may become public. Daniel J. Flynn wrote in the American Spectator, "I know that inside the FBI there is a revolt. There is a revolt against the director. The people inside the bureau believe the director is a dirty cop. They believe that he threw the Clinton case. They do not know what he was promised in return, but the people inside the Bureau who were involved in the case and who knew about the case are talking to the former FBI people, expressing their disgust at the conduct of the director." There is a consensus among the employees that the director has lost all credibility and that he cannot lead the Bureau. They are comparing him to L. Patrick Gray, the disgraced former FBI director who threw Watergate papers into the Potomac River. The resistance to the directors made the agency incapable of action. It has been described as a depression within the agency, unlike anything that anyone has ever seen within the Bureau. The director's public explanation for the unorthodox investigation is viewed by people in the Bureau as sophomoric and embarrassing. Think about it, what it would be like to be an agent involved in that investigation, surely one of the largest of their career. They were interacting with other law enforcement people, as well as people in the FBI not on the case. It can be presumed that they share the public skepticism of the decision. And with near certainty, we can predict that these people are being put in the position of defending their purportedly unanimous concurrence with their leader. And that's got to be sort of embarrassing unless they ratted out their boss as a liar. And either way, the reputation of the Bureau and the personal self-esteem of the agents takes a pretty big hit. And one that continues as long as this historic investigation is remembered. And this will be well beyond the lifespan of current agents. And if, you know, this would bug me if I was sitting in their shoes. Best of all, they may be required to testify under oath, perhaps in a congressional investigation. People in the Bureau anticipate that there will be subpoenas for their testimony. Comey, in a telephone conference with special agents in charge around the country within the last few days, warned that if they received a phone inquiry about the investigation or any inquiry about the investigation, they were ordered to report the call and the caller to the director's office. The gentleman describes such control tactics as something out of J. Edgar Hoover's FBI. Yet it's Hoover's successor, L. Patrick Gray, who offers the clearest parallel to Comey. As DeGeneva puts it, there is deep throat. Agents involved in the case now fear congressional subpoenas thanks to Comey's head-scratching handling of the case. DeGeneva met this week with figures requesting attorneys for FBI officials. Former independent counsel and the U.S. attorney affirms his willingness to serve in that capacity and to represent potential whistleblowers. DeGeneva points out these people are trained to be loyal, honest, and forthright. What Comey did was force them to corrupt their oath of office. And they have had enough. So timing, of course, is going to be everything. We will see no congressional investigation before the election. So the only way this deep corruption in the Justice Department, its agency, the FBI, will be if these guys resign with the help of DeGeneva. And then that would mean they could try to bring some legal action. But this is, that is not going to proceed under Clinton. That will not proceed under Clinton. And earlier today I saw, what was it? I saw Rasmussen poll saying that Trump is ahead now. And it boils down to this. We're not going to know who's ahead till the election. So we're in it till it's over. We could do something about this corruption. All we got to do is vote him in. I think he'll go after it. I don't know. I think he will. I think he'll do it because this would be a blow against the establishment, which is what he's about. And, I don't think he likes this kind of dirty pool. I think it's in the business world, this would be looked at as a bridge too far, I think. But, all he's got to do is continue to weather all of this stuff. It seems like everybody and their brother's coming out saying that he groped them or he's done something to them. Everybody but me, and I don't plan to, but, we'll see. We will see what as this goes on. Although he should take Nick Huckabee's advice and let his surrogates handle the sexual accusations. I never thought I'd see the day where Bill Clinton's okay doing it, and Donald Trump can't even talk about it. And on the other hand, the FBI is corrupt. Okay. Not something that's a surprise to me. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. secure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. The best place to go to buy all of your bulk ammunition, that is Ammunition Depot. Go check them out. Every time you flip a light switch, every time I turn on the studio, every time Genesis is powering up, we're rattling an antique. I'm talking about our hypersensitive, outdated electrical power grid. And we're not ready for the hand of God or the hand of man when it comes to protecting this. Because either a bad solar flare or possibly a really bad EMP could result in the death of most of our citizens in the United States today within about 5 years after that happened. Solar flares can damage integrated circuits and our electrical transmission systems. The chance of that event is much higher than most people would assume. NASA estimates a 12% chance of a really bad solar flare within the next decade. Scariest part of this scenario is that we already came within a week of this nightmare happening in 2012. A train of coronal mass ejections created a stream of high energy particles strong enough to melt our electrical grid. The storm only missed Earth by an astronomical whisker. As it stands right now, when this eventually happens, and it will, high energy particles will penetrate our planetary shield, which is the magnetosphere, literally melting hundreds of massive transformers. It would take years to manufacture, transport, and replace these essential transformers. You know, my question about that is this. If we know this, couldn't we either figure out how to make them resistant to that, or maybe start building some and maybe sticking them underground or something? Here's a problem with this when that happens. Water treatment pumping stations, as well as every other modern convenience, would cease to function. If a trip back to the 1800s sounds sort of romantic, think again. Without clean water, millions would die within weeks. Without working transportation or refrigeration, our food supply and distribution system would collapse and antibiotics would begin degrading. Those without refrigerated insulin would die first, followed by the deaths of millions more from cholera and dysentery, from drinking unclean water, and from starvation. Forget about the zombie apocalypse, because now we're in a real-world disaster. Good neighbors would soon become desperate, and social order would break down as parents did anything they had to do to feed their children. Bad people would be free to pillage, because experts predict law enforcement would be crippled as any kind of electrical communications would die, and officers would go home to protect their families. We've been hit by a very energetic solar storm in 1859. And the high-tech infrastructure of the day consisted only of telegraph lines and stations. The lines melted and papers caught on fire on telegraphers' desks. But 1859 gravity-fed water systems and local farms meant that life continued without interruption. Our complete dependence on the technology we take for granted means we would not be so lucky today. That's referred to as the Carrington event in 1859. We would also face the wrath of man. Or we do possibly face that when it comes to damage to the electrical system modern civilization so depends on in the form of EMP. Now, we know with EMP that if it were to strike, that it may not be immediate. It's not like it is in TV where there's just a sudden blackout. Because the Soviets did this. The Soviets tried this. And, you know, they popped EMPs in various places. And in some of those places, those transformers lasted for a couple of weeks before they went out. From the ground, we would not see it. We wouldn't hear it. We wouldn't even feel it, but even without blast damage, the consequences to our electrical system would be nothing short of devastating. Now, the government has sort of awoken to the warnings of the NOAA, NASA, and various other government studies, and even a dire assessment by Lloyd's of London. Recent announcements have been issued that promise our government officials will gather together scientists and agency officials to examine the clear and present danger that could turn America into a third world nation in the blink of an eye. You know, that would largely depend on which side of the earth was facing the sun in that particular case. That's the good news. And it's almost criminally late, and even though it comes without any appropriations, but citizens should be concerned that being so late, the focus now of government will be to save government. Continuity of government is a term for sheltering favored officials and their families from nuclear attacks in well-fortified and provisioned facilities, while the rest of us are left to wait for coordinated relief. In the case of an EMP attack or a severe coronal mass ejection, that help could come, according to some studies, only after as many as 80 to 90% of us have died. Hardening the grid is possible to protect our systems from a meltdown. I don't know why we're not doing it. This is an infrastructure project that should have started years ago. Pre-placement of emergency food and medicine and distribution plans aimed at average citizens should be developed right now in case hardening comes too late. Here's national infrastructure spending that should have the support of every citizen and every politician before it really is too late. Or you could just, you know, cultivate our sponsors. All of mine will help you protect yourself. And I mean, you know, you can buy food and all kinds of other stuff here. Remember this. It's not going to be the government protecting you. But then again, that's the way we have to exist now. That's the way we have to exist now in those little mini emergencies we call crime. Government can't protect you. Only you can protect you. I would suggest, there's some things they completely ignore in a lot of cases, especially with insulin. And I'm going to talk about that when we get back, simply because I don't want to be too alarmist, because that would be too alarming. I think there needs to be some rationale brought to it. But in any event, solar flares and EMPs, well, they exist today, and one of them's coming sooner or later. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show comes to you courtesy of AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, I was talking about that doomsday scenario there just now, and I got to ask a couple of questions. Like, you can get a 2-liter bottle and some rocks and some sand and some dirt and make a water filter. And if you live near a water source, then you have a way to filter your water. Or you can boil your water if you live near a water source. I've got a creek right out back. And couldn't you, like, near that water source, if you had drugs that needed to be refrigerated and you had a supply of them, now that's probably going to be the hard part is keeping a supply of them. But if you had some of them, couldn't you, like, I don't know, put them in like a box that would be resistant to the earth and then bury them near, you know, in the soil next to the creek, which would be cool, a la a root cellar. Couldn't you do something like that? I mean, in Australia, don't they live underground in certain places because it's cooler underground? Couldn't we, you know, couldn't we do something like that? I mean, I, and look, I, don't get me wrong. I know most of Most of America would not even consider that stuff. And the inner cities, forget about it. Forget about it. They're not going to be able to handle too much. They'll turn into death, just absolute deadly areas. But I just think about that, and I'm just like, wow, that's awful a lot of doom and gloom, isn't it? Now then, I want to ask a question. Did anybody out there think that this election was going to be easy? Did anybody out there even, let's say for those of you who are either Rand Paul or Ted Cruz fans, nothing wrong with being a fan of those two guys. If you're a fan of them, or even Marco Rubio, if you're a fan of them, did you understand exactly what the liberals were going to do to them? Do you understand all the stuff we just didn't get to learn about them and all the stuff that isn't being fabricated about them because they're not the nominee? You know, Tom Paine, he wrote a pamphlet called Common Sense. If he were alive today, he would say, these are the times that try men's souls. The Republican Party and its political elites will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of country. But those who fight through to the end deserve our love and thanks. The harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. So the question is not how do we get into this mess, but how do we successfully fight our way out of it? See, if you've ever met a politician, believe me, they're just like you. They're just like you. As a matter of fact, some of them are not nearly as good as you are in any aspect of life. They just happen to have managed to become politicians. And for those that are in it, you know, they don't really do a lot. They don't produce anything. And along comes, you know, it was never going to be Carson. It was never going to be Fiorina. And they really didn't think it was going to be Trump. And along comes Trump, and he perseveres. That went against the party line on the Republican side. It's supposed to be Bush versus Clinton, a replay, if you will. We've already had a Clinton in office, and we've already had two Bushes in office. Let's try to get the second Clinton or the third Bush. Let's not move on to anybody else. Let's just do with the names we already know. We got into this mess because for the first time, you know, ever, the electorate has dared to question the wisdom of the elites. Now, more than anything else, people in America deserve to be presented with a clear path forward. They deserve a leader of all the people, one who unites the nation instead of dividing it, not just a leader of women or minorities and illegal immigrants, but of everybody. And the guy who promises to do that also promises to do this every time he opens his mouth. He's going to jam both of his shoes with his feet in them and right down his throat. Right down his throat. 11 years ago, he was on a hot mic moment. Talking like any heterosexual male does. Any of you that say you don't, well, okay. I'm not going to call you a liar, but you're lying. But that's not the first time. This is not the first time such vile things have been casually said by someone on or off the mic. And it's time for people like Paul Ryan to get off of their high horse and quit acting as though they've never heard of this kind of talk. That doesn't mean they should shrink from telling Trump that they're being repulsed by his long ago choice of words and actions. This is when Ryan steps up and says, you're going to help me maintain control of the House and you're going to help me get this passed. You start making deals. If he wants to pass some good legislation, go ahead. Actually perform. I would love to see that. Notice how Hillary Clinton has engorged her bank account on us, on selling favors of her office. She's never won. She didn't win Secretary of State. That was handed to her as a conciliatory prize. Right now, she's got a little drama playing out because Chelsea Clinton really wants to be where Huma Abedin is. Huma Abedin is closer to her than Chelsea is. Chelsea thinks she gets to be the co-president or the Valerie Jarrett. But that's not going to be the way it is. If Clinton is elected, it'll be Huma Abedin, you know, ties to the Muslim Brotherhood and everything else. So, and yet, the Democrats, knowing that she's committed espionage, knowing, hearing all the things that have come out, all of the emails, all the things that are proven to have happened, not innuendo, not just words, not bad language, actual actions are uniting behind Hillary Clinton. Now, I'm not so much interested in being 100% right as I am in beating corruption, as I am in maintaining a republic. And that's not for the faint of heart. That is not for the faint of heart. You know, if Ohio Governor John Kasich is so greatly offended by Trump's offhand comments that he won't support the Trump campaign, he must be equally offended about having a rapist and a congressionally certified liar living in the White House. Wouldn't you think that would be equal indignation? Wouldn't we then look at to the one that's not broken the law? That would be my thought. You know, I'm just thinking out loud. I just live in a world of logic where I don't see any right now on the side of the Republicans. I'm ashamed to be closest to that agenda, you know? But maybe the Republicans could quit whining and shirking their duties and stop pretending that they have always lived above the fray. These guys make women's sandwiches and men's sandwiches all the time. Remember Tom Paine, the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Let's have a moment of glory in about 5 weeks, 4 weeks. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Indeed. Hey, I really like to know how Project Veritas gets anybody, as often as they've gone in and gone into these places and done these hidden camera videos, I'd really like to know how they managed to pull that off so often. But they've done it again. They showed Wisconsin's Russ Feingold, a Democratic challenger for the U.S. Senate, telling a Palo Alto, California fundraiser. Just out of curiosity, what was a guy running for the Senate in Wisconsin doing in California? Anyway, that Hillary Clinton might use an executive order to enforce gun control. That is factually incorrect. Hillary Clinton cannot enforce gun control unless there's gun control on the books. Okay? She can't go back and retroactively, for example, say, I reinstate the assault weapons ban, because that is a legislative process and presidents don't do that. But in a video shot during the fundraiser, O'Keefe asks Feingold, if there's still Republican control in Congress and if Hillary's elected, is there anything she can do to, and Feingold jumps in and says, well, there might be executive order. O'Keefe responds by acting like he was learning this for the first time in a surprised voice. He says, oh, so she can. I know that President Obama, and then Feingold then takes over the conversation saying he did some executive orders with the aspects of waiting periods. But what we all need is to win the Senate, have her there, and then put pressure on the House, and we might win the House. O'Keefe also spoke with Amy Rao, Clinton's friend and host of the fundraiser, On hidden camera, Rao says Hillary wants to shut it down. She wants to shut it down, referring to guns. If we can get guns away from everyone in this country, she'll close the loopholes, get rid of assault weapons, she'll get rid of being able to buy, you know, unlimited bullets. She's going to make all that stop. October 7th, Breitbart News reported that WikiLeaks released an email from Clinton Press Secretary Brian Fallon, wherein he made it clear she plans to use executive orders to secure control. That email was dated October 4, 2015. He wrote, circling back around on guns as a follow-up to the Friday morning discussion, the Today Show has indicated they definitely plan to ask about guns, and so to have the discussion be more of a news event than in previous times discussing guns, we're going to background reporters tonight on a few of the specific proposals she would support as president. Universal background checks, of course, but also closing the gun show loophole by executive order and imposing manufacturer liability. Well, she can't impose manufacturer liability. Congress could. And they can't either. All they can do is repeal the PLCAA, which is not implicitly making them liable. It just opens it up. It just opens it up. There is no gun show loophole to close. So I don't know what she's referencing unless she's trying to say universal background checks, which everything she's talking about in most of those cases is just registration. Because none of that works without registration. But she can't make law. That's the thing to understand. She cannot make law. That's item number one. Item number two. Let's say that she is elected and then she stacks the court, the Supreme Court. Now, the Supreme Court, one, can be checked by Congress. Congress can check it. This may be one of those defining moments for whomever may be sitting in the House of Representatives, because they would be the ones, they're the ones with the power of the purse. They're the ones that roll up on the Supremes and tell them, stay back. And if they do anything at all unconstitutional, anything at all, then the House should do that. Whether they will or not is another story. But that is a possibility. It's not very plausible, but you know, judging by Ryan and his boys, but it is definitely a possibility. And if that doesn't happen, then we have to. Well, then it comes down to the states, and the states like New Jersey and New York, California, Maryland, Illinois, all these states that have tried their very level best, because states' rights, to ban guns and regulate them away, will then do it. They will simply do it. And then Bloomberg will see this as a green light, and he will go around, and he's got enough money, and he'll dump enough money here and there, and Tim Knight and Sean Maloney and all these guys, they will never be at home again, because we'll be in this fight where he's always trying to buy public policy. All because we can't get the establishment to go along with this. Right now is when everybody should be calling their representative saying, you need to make sure Hillary Clinton doesn't become president. And if they try to tell you, well, you know, principles and ethics and morals and no. She has sabotaged, in some cases, certain operations by letting some of this information get out. So we're going to say that a guy who said something off cuff about women is worse than a saboteur, than a liar, a proven liar who's lied under oath, who got people killed in Benghazi, who had Arab Spring, who bragged. And don't get me wrong, I know Muammar Gaddafi was not a Boy Scout, but she bragged about him being killed. And listen, he wasn't killed in a tribunal. He wasn't judged. He was, you know, he was shot like a dog after he was tortured and beaten like a dog. I wouldn't let that happen to a dog. All of this has happened while she was Secretary of State. And the you know, all of these things that I'm laying out, what she can and can't do, what Congress can and should do, All of that is fact. She can't make law. Believe me, if Obama could have done it, he would have done it. He's had a lot of executive actions. And that's because that's all he could do. He, you know, they make this noise all the time about, well, we're trying to find ways around to go ahead and do something on the executive branch to do this, this, and this. But you notice they never do it because, you know, legislatively, they just can't. Obama's been smacked down by the Supreme Court quite a few times himself. I mean, Obama has been a very impotent president. He's been very divisive. But as far as what he's accomplished, let's see, you got Obamacare, and 1.4 million are going to get that canceled next month. So, I mean, that's not even an accomplishment. So all he managed to do was have Beergate and, you know, back Black Lives Matter. All right. And he got the Nobel Peace Prize, and he holds the distinction of being the only Nobel Peace Prize winner to ever launch as many cruise missiles as he has. Government is a failure. Our government is a complete failure. They talk a lot. They do a lot. They spend a lot. We see them a lot on TV. They are basically hamsters on one of those hamster wheels, just spinning madly in the cage. They're not really doing anything. They're not doing anything for us. They're not doing anything for them. They're not advancing the chains, they would say, on the football field. So, Russ Feingold can get out there, and somebody needs to explain to me why he was in California when he's running for the Senate in Wisconsin. I guess he could get some money out there and everything else, but, I mean, really? Okay. While he's out there in California, he can say whatever he wants, and, you know, it's sort of like the Obama administration's been saying, where they get out there and say, we're trying to get together some ways to make sure the president can do it that will stick. Well, if he could, he would have. Obama would have done it in a heartbeat. He doesn't think. He told John Lott when they were in college together that nobody should have guns. So he and Hillary, they're just like this when it comes to trying to impose gun control. We're going to go into hour number two. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.